Hey girl, welcome to Better You Podcast, where we're all about reaching for a better version of ourselves while keeping things realistic and doable. My name's Katrina, a mama of two who's obsessed with self-care, personal development, and supporting women on their journey any way I can. I'm here to give you simple tools and strategies that you can use to take care of your life, including your mind, as you design a life you love one day at a time. The goal is to ditch the busy, the stressed, the tired, and build confidence that we need to choose joy and alignment. In this podcast, expect real talk, a little tough love, and simple takeaways that you can start using right now. Life is full of ups and downs, but with the right tools and mindset, we can truly live a life that we love. I'm right here with you, girl, your new BFF. Let's go. What's up? I'm glad you're here. It's an exciting time because we are getting close to summer. And I always think there are certain times of the year where it's just good to do a check-in. And I feel like as summer is approaching, that's a perfect time. I'm a teacher, so I recently had spring break. And if you have kids, I'm sure that you've recently had spring break at some point in time. And if you don't have kids, it doesn't matter. Summer is still almost here. And I feel like right before summer is a good time for us to check in. We haven't done one on the podcast in a little while. And as your best friend, at least that's how I picture you and I talking, best friend to best friend. I need to check in because I'm your reflective friend. I need to check in. I need to reflect. I need to, you know, adjust, make adjustments, you know, and that's just who I am and how I am. And so hopefully you'll hold some space for me while I hold space for you, and we will walk through this together. And I always think, gosh, if I need something, I bet someone else out there needs it too. If I need to hear something, if I find something that works, like I always think of you guys, or you first. So I want to check in. What is a check-in? It's just like getting honest with yourself, taking inventory, how you feel, that kind of thing, right? So toward the end of spring break, I was just kind of like, okay, where am I at? Like, what am I doing? What are my daily actions? How am I feeling? And I just did a simple little like ask myself some questions. And if we really take the time to answer those questions and check in with ourselves, it can be really insightful. The first thing I noticed is that, or the first thing like I guess came to my mind is that my nutrition has been off. Obviously, spring break is a little different, you know, but not necessarily even eating just junk food. I mean, I get yes on spring break. Okay, MacGyver loves cinnamon rolls and I do too. So yeah, we had cinnamon rolls like three times for breakfast. But I also noticed that sometimes I don't eat enough or I don't eat enough of certain things. So it's not always like when I say nutrition, it's not always like I haven't had vegetables or like I'm eating, you know, nothing but fried foods or something like that. But even just like not eating enough of certain things or not eating enough in general, when we're doing these check-ins, I want you to be gentle with yourself. I want you to give yourself grace. So if you've done a check-in and you're like, okay, I'm feeling like crap. Why is it? Because of this, this, and this. You don't then turn that into a narrative of like, see, I knew you couldn't do it, or you're fat, or you're this, or you're that. We just take inventory of where we're at, and then we get curious, and we turn that into, okay, so what do I need to do moving forward to get myself back on track, to get myself more confident about this thing, to get myself in a better place than I am now? That's what these check-ins are all about. It's not to shame. It's not to guilt ourselves. That gets you nowhere, right? So then when I did a check-in on spring break and I'm like, okay, my nutrition's off, I wasn't like, you're a fatty. You just throw in the towel, give up. I'm like, okay, so what do I need to do? And so I've made some small changes to like my lunches and breakfast and what I'm going to eat this week. And that's what I did. I added some more protein. And I made sure I got a serving of vegetables, right? Another thing I noticed as I was recently listening to a podcast is that I haven't been consistent with my personal development. And that is so crazy to me because I am such a believer of personal development. And I think what happened was, so in August, when my husband and I did August Hard, like 75 Hard for August, where you drink a gallon of water a day, work out two times a day, 45 minutes each time, and one workout has to be outside. 10 pages of a personal development, like nonfiction book every day. It was stuff like that. I ran with that idea of reading 10 pages. I loved it. And so I've been reading the book, The Gap and the Gain by Ben Hardy and Dan Sullivan. It is incredible. And so I switched from like when I'm reading, then I'm like, I don't need as much, or it's not that I don't need. It's that I either read or I listen to podcasts. I don't usually do both in a day. And so I've been reading this book. And so I've been listening to less podcasts. Well, the other day when I was listening to a podcast, I'm like, man, I haven't been very consistent with this. And so I just started reflecting and I'm like, oh, it's because I stopped reading my book at night, but then I didn't add back in a podcast. Like I wasn't intentional about that. And that's how this works. That's why self-care is a practice. Everything's always like a practice. You don't master anything. Even though I'm a firm believer in personal development and I love it. And it's just, it makes me feel so good. And to have all that, you know, the growing your mindset and you're shifting your perspective and all that, it wasn't happening for me. And I didn't even realize it for a second. And so I got thinking, I'm like, oh, okay, my schedule has changed. Different things have changed. I started choosing to go to bed instead of, you know, read my book, or actually sometimes I scroll, which then I'm like, oh, that I got to work on that, you know? And I just was like reflecting. It wasn't like, God, what the hell is your problem, you know? And so I'm like, okay, so I need to make sure I put something in place, a little system in place, set a reminder or get back into the routine of listening to a podcast while I'm getting ready or whatever, just to like make sure I get back on track with that, right? And that's the whole point of these check-ins, because we don't even realize it sometimes. But then if you're feeling off, if you don't take time to check in and just kind of see like, gosh, where's this coming from? Then you don't ever really tackle the problem. And then we just kind of sometimes settle and we're like, well, it just kind of is what it is. Let's keep going and pushing through and getting through life, right? And so that was another thing. That was another thing I noticed, that I stopped reading my book and then I never like added it back in, you know? So you can ask yourself specific questions So like, just ask yourself, how are you feeling? How are you doing? How are things, right? And think about this, like, you know, when you're at the grocery store and you check out and someone's like, how are you today? And you're like, good, how are you? Good. And then you like walk on, right? I don't want that when you're doing a check-in with yourself. I want you to like be honest, and I want you to really like be truthful. Like, what's your initial gut response? Like, how's it going? What's your initial thing that you say in your head, but you don't really say out loud? That's what response I want, because this is just for you. So let's get honest, because if we're not honest, then we won't be able to tackle any of this. We won't be able to problem solve. We won't be able to find solutions. We won't be able to reach for a better version of ourselves if we're not honest. Okay. So when I ask these questions, whatever comes up initially, that like your gut response, that is what we want out of these questions. And then that'll help direct your check-in, right? So if I'm like, hey, how are you really feeling? And you just have like six things that you're just like, boom, boom, boom in your head. What are those things, right? How are you doing? How are things? Whatever, you know, just like vague questions like that. What comes up for you? And then that kind of helps direct where you want to go when you're kind of just checking in with yourself, right? It could be health related. Health related. Oh God. Yeah. This thing's always bothering me. My back's always hurting. My knee, this, my tooth, this, my headaches, this, right? It could be health related. Then you could kind of go down that avenue and just kind of see. And then again, it's not like, God, you piece of shit, why don't you get to the doctor? It's like, okay, so what could we tackle first? Or what direction do I need to go? Right. And then you can go that way. All right. It could be like stress related. It could be relationship related, job related. There's so many directions that these check-ins could go, but I just want you to approach it with a curious lens of a like, oh, that's interesting. How could I get myself back on track? Okay. So what do I need to do? Like, what habits do I need? Or what person do I need to be in order to make this thing happen? Right? Wherever your questions and your taking inventory with yourself goes, it's, there's no shame. There's no guilt. There's no negative. And if that's where you go, you need to pause and take a deep breath. Okay. It's just more of like a, huh? Yeah. Okay. So what do I need to do next? So what direction do I need to go now? And sometimes I've had this work for me. If you kind of like take a step back and act like your friend is telling you this stuff, what advice would you give your friend? Because I don't know, we give advice when it's not our own problem. It's easy to give advice to other people. But then for us, we're like, I just don't know what to do. No, deep down you do know. You just don't want to, or we're avoiding it because it might be hard or whatever, right? So just think like, okay, what do I need to do? What person do I need to be? What habits do I need? What's my next step? Okay. Maybe it's your finances. And during your check-in, you're feeling super stressed because you're living paycheck to paycheck. So it's like, okay, interesting. Not like shame or guilt, like you suck, you piece of crap, stop spending money, blah, blah, blah. No, it's not that. Remember, it's not ever that. It's just like, okay, interesting. So what's something I could do moving forward? What's a little change I could make to stop feeling this way, or to help, or to gain more confidence, or whatever? What's a small little thing? And then you just commit to that, right? So if you have like a habit of, I don't know, ordering out food every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, then you could be like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to stop on Wednesdays and Thursdays. I will only do it on Friday, or whatever the change is for you. But when you bring something to your attention, it's just like, okay, interesting. So what next? Or how do I want to approach this? Or, right? And then you can go in that direction. All right. I just reminded you to check in with yourself, right? How are you feeling? How is your mentality? Where is your mindset? Are you working towards your goal, right? How do you feel? When's the last time that you scheduled joy? What sucks right now? Right? These are all things. These are all things that you could ask yourself when you check in. That's all. Or it could just be when you get quiet. When you get quiet, I can remember some of my favorite times, ironically, was when I had to get up in the middle of the night and feed Maverick. And it's quiet in the house and you're holding a baby, so you can't really, you're not doing anything, right? And you just have to sit and be still and be quiet. And I remember my mind would just go off, and not go off like anxious or like run, but I would just like, it would explore these kinds of things. And I had so much clarity in the middle of the night. It was crazy, but it's because I was still and I was quiet. And we don't have that hardly ever unless we intentionally make that. We don't have that time. I mean, when's the last time you were just still and quiet? Like, it just doesn't happen in this busy, chaotic, go, go, go society we're in, right? So if you could just, even when you're driving, if you just turn off the radio and you just took a deep breath, okay, I'm going to check in. How am I feeling? Where's my mind? Where's my mindset? What am I doing every day when I wake up? Do I have a goal? What is a goal? Do I have a goal? How do I feel? When's the last time I did something I loved? When's the last time I'm like, oh, this is the best, right? Or like, what is really bothering me right now, right? All these different answers. And then you just approach them with like, okay, I'm curious. Yeah. All right, now what? That's interesting. And then you put on that problem solving hat and you're like, all right, cool. How can we make this better? What's a step I can take? All right, I need to take action on this. How do I gain more confidence? How do I problem solve? What's a solution? Okay. Then from there, with your answers, do you need to brainstorm with a friend? Do you need to have a hard conversation? Do you need a podcast? Do you need to get a specific book, right? Like on a certain topic? Do you need professional help? Like a financial advisor, a therapist, a counselor, or therapist counseling, that's probably about the same thing. Do you need to go see a doctor, right? From just your questions and being quiet and reflecting, then you get these answers. And now you've got like your next step, okay? So it's like, actually, maybe I need to carve out more time to like plan for something that I want to do. Like I want to write something. Or maybe I need to set boundaries. Or Like, there's so many ways you can go with this, okay? And this doesn't have to be like a, all right, honey, you've got the kids. I got to sit here and reflect and ask myself these questions. It could be like while you're in the shower. It could be when you're driving. It could be when you're folding laundry. It could be like as you're falling asleep at night. You know, like it's not anything like fancy. But it's just like, okay, I've got all these things. How am I feeling? Checking in. What's my next step? And then just see like, how could you attack it, right? What are my answers? And then from my answers, I'm going to get some clarity by taking action and make a plan and start attacking. And maybe you find yourself in a place where it seems like you've got a long ass fucking list. Like there's a lot of stuff. That is 100% okay. That doesn't mean anything about you as a person. That actually probably means you're rocking out because you're giving to everyone else and you're doing all the things and you just have neglected yourself for a second. And that's okay. We're all human. We're all trying our best. So if you have so much and you don't even know what direction to start in, I would challenge you to start here. Like, what is one thing you could do that you think could impact most of those things? So to make that make more sense, if you've got a list and it involved like finances and relationships and your job and like just all of it, right? Everything. And you're like, I don't even know where to start. Start simple about like you and your health. Maybe you're not getting enough sleep. And if you just got more sleep, you would feel more rested, then you would deal with stress better, then you would maybe make some better decisions, or you would just feel better to handle the stress, or you'd be more calm, cool, and collected because you weren't so fucking tired, right? Maybe it could just start with sleep. Does that kind of make sense? Like, what's one little thing? And remember, when I say a little, like, you're going to go to bed earlier. That doesn't mean like, okay, tonight I'm going to bed 2 hours earlier. You're just going to start, you know what? I'm going to start every night going to bed 10 minutes earlier. Listen to last week's podcast where I talk about like, just, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. We could just get a little bit better at something. And so if you're like, God, I have all these things I don't even know. What if you started with something like sleep? And you're like, you know what? I'm just going to start going to bed 10 minutes earlier. And maybe eventually that goes to 20 or 30 or 40 minutes earlier. Or maybe it just starts with 10 minutes for a while. That's okay. But the more sleep, then you handle stress better, then you have more clarity just because you're not running on fumes. You know what I mean? Maybe it starts there, right? So it could be something as like, God, I have this hard conversation hanging over my head and it's affecting every area of life. So then that would be where like, okay, have the hard conversation, just get it over with so you can move on, right? It could go so many different directions. So if you're feeling overwhelmed and you have too many things, try to find like which one thing would like maybe impact everything the most. Does that kind of make sense? So that one thing that you could do to work toward getting yourself out of that situation, right? Or making you feel better so you could handle everything else better or something, anything like that. But I think it's just super important at this time to check in, to just see how are you doing and just get real and get honest. And it's not something we should avoid because we're embarrassed or because we're like, I already know I haven't been doing this. I need to do more of this. It's not that either. It's just, where are we at? And what direction do we want to go? And we might be going down one path and we're like, I don't even want to be over here. Cool. How could we start moving in a different direction? How could we change some things? And that's all it is. That's all it is. So check in with yourself. How are you? I'm glad that we've had this time together. I think you're doing awesome, and I'm right here with you, girl. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you found a takeaway that was helpful for you or something that resonated. I'd love to know if you liked my message. It would be awesome if you would DM me or share this episode and tag me at Katrina McMurtry. We're in this together. You're already doing it. You're making moves. I'm so grateful you're here. Keep being awesome.